We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's showtime!
Now live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, it's Chuck and Winkler on The Fan.
So shut up and listen.
Doors open in 3, 2, 1.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I can't believe more people aren't talking about it, so we will. I'm Bart Winkler, Chuck Freeman. Ryan Horvath. Startling news out of San Francisco last night. Aaron Rodgers benched. Who will it be against the Giants this weekend? Tim Boyle or Rodgers? That's the impression I took away. Now, am I wrong there?
Well, here's what I didn't understand.
Rodgers was playing bad, and then they put in a new quarterback?
Well, they
is
felt,
that not getting benched?
They felt so bad. They felt so little of Boyle, they didn't let him pass the ball. Now, if you put in a backup quarterback.
He threw one, it was at the dude's feet.
Yeah, but I mean, and then we got pass interference on another one. Now, you guess, you're going to throw a quarterback into the mix. Let him pass the ball a little bit. Yeah, let him play. Let's see what we got here. I mean, there's some coaches that would have used that final drive, and I know some of us had the over in that game last night. So
it was 3 of 4 for 15 yards officially.
Okay, but, you know, I mean, let him go out there and pass the ball a little bit. I mean, you're not passing your way back in the game. But why don't you just use that to assimilate a little bit? Let him throw the ball around a little bit in case you have to throw him in. They'll get some live bullets if Rodgers ever does go down in a game. But he's like running the ball and just like LaFleur wanted to get out of there. So he was just running the clock and just hoping his time expires on national TV.
Look, I'm kind of being facetious here, but I'm kind of not. Sunday Night Football, 1 week ago, the Rams were up on the Bears. The Bears took out Mitch Trubisky with like 5 minutes left. The Packers did the same thing.
Well,
he got benched. Rodgers got benched.
Come on.
He was playing badly and he got benched.
Like Favre got pulled in that game against the Cowboys in 2007. And
that was
Rodgers
my first thought. I thought, what if Boyle throws two quick touchdowns here?
What if Boyle just leads him back in the miracle? Miracle in San Francisco.
Then I see number 8 throwing it around, and I'm thinking it's Ryan Longwell at quarterback.
He throws one touchdown, onside kick, another touchdown. Okay, now if he does that, okay, they get within striking range. Do you put Aaron Rodgers back in the ballgame?
I don't know. He got benched.
Let's say a miracle happens there.
That's why I'm saying he got benched.
Hey, stranger things have happened.
You want to feel really gross about yourself? Let me read you what the stats were for these guys after the first half. So the Packers go into the locker room down 23-0. At that point, Rodgers was 10 for 20 with 41 yards in the first half. The Packers had 8 drives in the first half. It seemed like that first half took forever because they'd have 3 plays and then punt, and then Niners would score 3 plays, punt. The leading rusher at halftime, 21 yards, Alan Lazard.
On a beautiful play.
1 for 21.
On a beautiful play.
Devontae was 2 of 17, your leading receiver. The Packers were 0 for 9 on third down in the first half, plus they missed a fourth down. They had 60 yards on 34 plays. That was 1.8 yards per play in the first half. Now, when you look at the stats at the rest of the game, it wasn't much better. They had 1.9 yards per pass when all was said and done, 2.8 yards per play. Just a really terrible night. 70 plays they ran for 198 yards.
Yeah, look how many plays the Packers ran compared to the Niners.
70 to 45.
Isn't that amazing? You would think 70 plays Green Bay ran, 45 for the Niners.
70 plays is like 500 yards.
Yeah, 70 plays to the Niners, 45, yet the Niners won by 30. I mean, how does that happen? The worst stat of the night, though, the absolute worst stat of the night, Bart, Packers 1 for 15 on third down. That is putrid. 1 for 15 on third down. Now I'll look on the other end. On the bright side, the Packers converted their first fourth down of the year.
Yeah, and it was on a garbage play.
When they're already down 23-0.
Where Rodgers was getting pressure and he had to just dump it off to Williams, mm-hmm. which maybe should be their fourth down play call. Because yeah. when they try to run it up the gut on these teams with a good defensive line, they get stuffed. So maybe have the guys pressure Rodgers, let the offensive line suck, mm-hmm. and then Rodgers can just dump it off because that seems to be how you can convert fourth down. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. Packers lose 37-8. We'll take your tweets. We'll take your calls. We'll take your emails. We'll take a call from Chris in Oak Creek. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Chris.
What's up, guys?
Chris, go ahead.
A few things. I think that the Packers were not looking at the full season film on the 49ers. I think it was very misleading because I think they studied a little bit too much the last two games, in which Jimmy G was throwing picks all over the place. And I think that they walked into San Francisco daring Jimmy G to throw the ball, and they paid the price for it. And the most telling stat here was that Jimmy G was 7-for-7 in play action pass. I mean, he spread that ball, and he did not turn the ball over. And when you look at how the defense set up against Aaron Rodgers, they were playing 7 deep. I mean, they were also daring the Packers to try to run the ball on them, and they weren't getting past that front four. And look, and one little note, and this goes against all the people on Twitter, just stop it. Stop. Please stop with the we need more wide receivers. Aaron needs more weapons. Look, the guys up east, and I'm not even going to mention their name. You guys know who they are. They make some bodies out of nobodies. And it's next man up here in Green Bay. Someone has to step up. Let's just stop with the nonsense that we need, more help on wide receivers. Thanks, guys.
They do need more help on wide receivers.
Okay. So you want to watch Jake Kumerow, the pride of Whitewater, running routes? I don't. I want to watch A.J. Green, a dominant.
Yeah, but I think what Chris is saying is yesterday, who had a bunch of catches for the Patriots? Jacoby Myers. And
look how many drops they had, though, too.
Look who's calling the plays.
They're finding those guys.
Yeah, the Patriots, I mean, that game yesterday, I mean, Tom Brady had more drops. I mean, he had guys, and I know he's down a couple of receivers. He had guys wide open at times. Boom. He had one for a 50-yard play. Boom, dropped.
Tom Brady has played with Rob Gronkowski. He's played with Randy Moss. He's played with Wes Welker. He continues to play with Julian Edelman, who's the best wide receiver in the league. We underrate Julian Edelman, do we not? Best route runner. Guy makes every single play.
Yeah, we do.
Let's not say that Tom Brady's working with nothing, okay? He's got a great play caller over there in Josh McDaniels, and Bill Belichick's the greatest NFL head coach ever to live. But he's got plenty of weapons. Don't throw me that crap.
Edelman catches everything in his direction. Yeah, I mean, that'd be great if the Packers had a guy like that or similar to that. Edelman, I mean, he doesn't care if it's sleeting, snowing, raining upside down. Edelman goes 50 yards downfield, boom, diving catch, first down. I mean, that guy is awesome. Yeah, we don't upplay that. I mean, I think we downplay Edelman. I mean, I think on the national front, he doesn't get the credit he deserves, but Edelman is great. He is great. And I know Tom Brady has something to do with it, but Edelman, man, just makes plays.
Let me read this from Mike. He gives 5 opinions on the game last night. Mike says, opinion number 1, Packers offensive line is not good enough to compete with top-tier teams.
True.
Opinion number 2, Jimmy Graham sucks, needs to retire.
Well, he's slow. And he's a possession tight end who can't block.
Sounds like another way to say true. Number 3, Tremont Williams needs to retire.
True.
Number 4, Kevin King is not good.
C3.
And number 5, receivers are subpar. They can't get open. Davante Adams is not a true number 1 receiver.
Well, he's right up until that point. Davante is a number 1 wide receiver. He's just not a speedster. He's not a guy who's going to create separation. He's going to draw a lot of attention from the defense. But he's a possession type wide receiver. He is great.
He's one of the best route runners in the game.
That's what he gets by on.
But that didn't transfer last night. Why? Was that the coverage? Was that Rodgers? Why? How does Davante Adams, in a game where the Packers want to give it to Davante Adams, how does he have 7 catches for 43 yards? This isn't the first time he's had a bunch of catches for like 30, 40 yards this season. He had his first touchdown of the year last night.
But he's like 11, 12 yards a catch.
He had 12 targets.
He's 11, 12 yards a catch type of guy. But you know what? Nobody else makes plays. MVS catches balls out of the end zone.
What you don't see from Devontae as much is the yards after the catch. I think that's something that they're really missing on this team, because Devontae's not going over the middle, catching the ball for 9 yards and then running with it. They were showing, oh, let me think of the game real quick.
But he's never been that way.
Oh, Josh Allen. Josh Allen and the Bills. They were showing this on Sunday Night Football prior to the game, where Josh Allen, he used to just take the deep shot. So when there was nothing there, he would take the deep shot. If it's a 3rd and 9, he would try to get the 15. What he's been getting better at is letting the receivers do some of the work. So there's a key 3rd down that Buffalo converted yesterday where a receiver was coming over the middle, caught it for 4 yards, beat the coverage, did the rest of the work, got the 1st down. You saw the Niners do that last night. The yards after the catch is something that we are lacking in Green Bay because we don't have guys that can run over the middle anymore. Well, all the throws are going either to the sidelines or to screen passes or, yes, checkdowns. You're not seeing guys slant over the middle, and you said they don't have speed, and you're right about that. But I'm wondering how much Rodgers isn't looking there. Are we going back to the time when we're thinking, oh, is Rodgers afraid to throw interceptions? I mean, how do other teams get guys wide open over the middle all the time? As I'm talking, I'm watching a highlight of George Kittle completely wide open.
Well, that's way downfield, though.
Completely.
Are you talking? Which play are you talking about?
The one that you're thinking of.
Yeah, well, that's
Where is any of that for us?
Yeah, well, that's,
how come every throw we have has to be on the sideline?
But that's
a
deep route.
Or a check down.
That's
a deep
route.
Or a screen.
Yeah.
There's a whole part of the, like, look at the field. If I'm Rodgers, I'm looking, and I'm basically looking as a U. I'll throw anything on the bottom of the U, that's check downs. And then the sides, that's the sidelines. There's a whole part of the field that they're, like, ignoring.
But that's not Rodgers. That's on the scheme.
We'll fix it.
But, I mean, if you don't have guys fast enough to go over the middle, then what's the use of running those plays? That's what you need. You need a guy who's a burner there, and you don't have it.
That's why, to our last caller, people want an A.J. Green or an Emmanuel Sanders or a Mohamed Sanu.
Sure, absolutely.
Who wasn't even active. He's a healthy scratch yesterday in New England. Mm-hmm. They don't even need him. They just traded him for the hell of it.
He doesn't like playing in snow.
They didn't even use him.
Yeah.
The Packers aren't getting the Randall Cobb type, Greg Jennings type weapons out of Marquez Valdes-Scantling, out of Geronimo Allison. These guys aren't that good, and it's costing them games.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but they're not going to throw balls over the middle if they don't have guys capable of doing it.
They listen to all of your fans have a complete meltdown, a bunch of Fairweather fans as usual.
Is this the Bears fan, Chad?
Yeah, of course I am. Now, the way I see it, the Packers are going to end up in 3rd place in this division. They are a weak team who have won most of their games based off ref calls.
Chad,
and,
they're not going to be third. They're not going to be 3rd place.
3rd place. I'm so confident that they're going to end up in 3rd place that I'm willing to bet my sweet lady mustache versus you being clean shaven for a month there, Bart.
Okay, fine.
They're not finishing right, 3rd place.
I want to see you clean shaven, Bart. Yeah, oh, they're finishing in 3rd place. They've been exposed.
They might have finished in 2nd place.
Look, I don't know where this call's going. I'm happy to entertain it. I feel like a swear's coming on here.
I'll bet a $500 that they don't finish in 3rd place if you want to put your money where your mouth is.
Harvey, you owe me money, so don't bet. You bet that money just yet.
Shut up.
Don't be doing that.
I'm not in any mood for this crap today. Hey, you want to make that bet?
With Chad?
Yeah, I'll make that bet with Chad.
Chad, you want to make the bet with Horvat?
$500?
But I ain't got money like that. It's Christmas time. I got a mustache.
Okay, so you're
shaved. Hey,
if you're so confident. You're so confident.
Hey,
you called in here. You want to take a shot at Packer fans. You think the Packers are going to finish in 3rd place. Bet Horvath $500. Bet them.
Let's do it.
You doing it?
I changed my mind. Now I'm good.
I told you, I got like 7 kids here, man. Come on.
Yeah, yeah, you're good. We're not betting $500.
No, you ain't betting. You do. No, neither one of you guys know each other. How are you going to collect that?
Do the clean shaven thing. I like that.
Yep.
3rd place, though. Come on. Okay, so what do we got here? Let's look at the record.
The Bears are 5-6.
Yeah,
come on. What are we talking here? They're not.
You're wasting my time.
Is it even? Yes. 3rd place, is it even possible at this point?
So the Bears are 5-6. Packers are 8-3. 11, we got 5 to go.
Packers could fall out of bed and still finish in 2nd place in this division.
Yeah,
at this point.
I'm not even taking that bet. I'm not taking your money.
Did you see Detroit yesterday lose to Washington? Packers aren't worse than them. Packers aren't worse than Chicago.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Winter weather has come early. Winter weather is here in Wisconsin. Now, you did get a slight reprieve. You had a couple of nice days, but we know that it's going to be pretty nasty again in the near future. So that's why you want to head to Sound Decisions. Sound Decisions, they're the place to help you out when it comes to remote car starters. Now, what they've been doing since 1972 is more audio system work than anybody around, and now they do more remote car starters than anybody around. They offer the leading brands with competitive pricing and a quick installation in their warm, comfortable waiting area so that you can be on your way. If you want to stop at the coffee shop next door, you could do that. But really, when I got mine done a while back, it just took, you know, 75 minutes or so. Very, very easy to get that done. Check them out at Sound Decisions, where they do have a lot of great Black Friday deals going on at this time of the year. You're going to want to check those out as well. The Black Friday, where they've got a huge sale that starts promptly Friday morning at 8:30. So make your plans. You're busting out. Make your plans. Get the Friday morning 8:30. It continues through Saturday and into Monday. Visit the Facebook page for details online at their website, brightpinkmailbox.com. They've got a lot of other great deals, too, with the best in add-ons. They've got 70% off, up to 75% off, the latest in remote car starters, audio sound systems, navigation receivers, the backup camera, the Bluetooth, multimedia receivers, enhanced sound systems. If you need something to improve your vehicle, to improve your drive, the audio, the warmth, they've got it for you. Check them out. Sound Decisions. Bright Pink Mailbox is the website. Story behind that, Chris will tell you. Brightpinkmailbox.com is the website. Facebook at Sound Decisions. This stat that we've got in Aaron Rodgers is going to make you sick to your stomach, because there's only one other guy that did what Rodgers did yesterday, and he sucks. We'll tell you about that next.
Now you can enjoy steak at Perkins for any occasion, even no occasion at all. Stake your claim to Perkins' new steak offerings, like a delicious top sirloin steak dinner, savory steak and eggs, or a loaded steak quesadilla. It's Perkins' new steak menu, starting at just $7.99, only at Perkins.
It was their execution that threw us off. You got to give them credit. We had mental error on the first drive. And obviously the questionable penalty on Devontae after, you know, getting the ball out past the 40. But ultimately tonight came down to execution, and we were pretty bad on offense.
Yeah, we're not taking any more calls from Bears fans. You guys suck worse than we do. We suck. We still won 8 games. We beat your sorry excuse for a team. Well, what'd you do? You beat the Giants yesterday? What, Mitch Trubisky was able to finish a football game? Good for you. He sucks. Your coach sucks. Your team sucks. I can't wait for the Brat Bowl.
So we can tell those guys down to Chicago.
Oh, my God. We're going to be in Kenosha at the Brat Stop on the 13th.
Yeah.
And we're broadcasting live all day. The Score out of Chicago is broadcasting live all day. We'll be right next to each other. We'll be yelling at each other as the Packers play that upcoming weekend. Not this Friday. Not the next Friday. That's Toy Drive Week. The Friday after that, December 13th. Oh, my God. The Bears are trash. I had the game on a little bit yesterday, flipping around, and my wife's like, I thought the Bears were going to be good this year. And I go, yeah, so did Bears fans. You know who knew they would suck? Every single other person.
Well, no, I thought they were doing the division title. How do you go from 12-4 to being this bad? And watching them yesterday.
Yeah, they suck.
God, you know, maybe last year. I don't know. I mean, their defense is still good, but offensively, broken a bunch of different areas.
Rodgers sucked yesterday, too. This complement of stats has only happened one other time since 1950. A quarterback that had more than 30 passes, but threw for less than 120 yards, didn't throw an interception, but got sacked 5 or more times. The only other quarterback that ever had a night like Aaron Rodgers last night, the great Blake Bortles. How about that? The Aaron Rodgers performance you saw last night was comparable only to Blake Bortles. 799-1250. Let's get out to Sixto on the north side. You guys can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. What's up, Sixto?
Hey, Sixto.
Hey, Hey, guys. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good, Sixto.
Good, now that we're talking to you, my man.
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to say that from what I've seen, we played poorly and everything, but I think that Matt LaFleur really didn't show everything because he knows that we're going to see them again.
Okay, I want to entertain that because I think the Patriots did that with the Ravens to a degree, but the Packers aren't in – they don't have the luxury to do that.
No, you're right.
You can't –
you're right.
Because now you've lost home field to them, unless you're saying, oh, they're going to lose it. No, I go ahead.
Like I said, we lost home field, but we still didn't lose the playoff berth, which we're going – which, like I said, remember, the Giants won the Super Bowl with a 9-7 record.
Yeah, I don't think – you know what? And I'm walking that back on Belichick doing that game, what he did in Baltimore. Just watching New England play the last couple of weeks, I think maybe they're not there was nothing they were holding back in that game. I don't
but
think.
They win.
We didn't do the two tight end motion, like, you know, playing
ugly.
Nothing. Like, come on.
Yeah. No, he went out there. He wanted to win that game because that's national TV. You're a first-year head coach. He wanted to win that game.
I think he wanted to, but he didn't show everything because he's like, I'm going to see you again. I need to see what you're going to throw at me. I'm just going to throw a little bit at you. If we win, we win.
But he knew there was one thing, Sixto, though. He knew there was a lot on the line in that game and home field advantage in the first round. He doesn't want to have to go out there and play another playoff game.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all right. Hey, I just want to let you guys know that I'm going to see you guys at the toy drive because I do collect toys myself.
Oh,
and I'll be there in the morning at this bar that I work at. We have you drop off a toy, you get a free Miller Lite, and I'll be there in the morning to drop off a truck full of toys for you guys.
Okay, are you dropping off some Miller Lite or toys?
Toys.
Okay,
and then I'm gonna give you some free drink cards so you can come have some free drinks.
Oh, what bar are you at?
It's called the Salty Bar in Cudahy.
Okay, well we can make it down there.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna give you some drink cards. I'm gonna bring a whole truck full of toys, and we have some great Bloody Marys there too. So come enjoy.
Is it a bar that's open in the morning?
Yeah, can I be there at 10:15 today?
When?
Yeah, they open up usually at 3, but I can make an exception for you guys.
Okay. You know, some bars open at 6 a.m.
Yeah, maybe
because
like
the overnight
6 a.m. bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that bar on downtown Dad's or whatever opens at like 6 a.m.
Can Chuck and I drink for free anytime we come in?
I got you on some free drink cards, and you definitely get in, then I got you on some drinks.
All right, Sixto, we'll see you at the Toy Drive, bud.
All right, I'll see you there.
Toy Drive, bye. Blaine's Farm and Fleet, Oak Creek, next Monday. We've got a lot of good guests coming out. We'll release the list in a little bit, but you'll be able to come by and see Jim Paschke and Zora Stevenson, both of Fox Sports Wisconsin. Rob Reichel's going to be down there. Chuck's going to flirt with Steph Sutton. You know what? I might flirt with Steph Sutton this year. Maybe I'll – would you pass the mantle to me?
Well, hey, I'm not flirting with her. She's flirting with me.
Okay, yeah.
That's the you don't got to get that right. So you can do what you want, man.
God, I hope she heard that.
I want to sit next to her.
Go ahead.
Okay.
You can do whatever you want, yeah.
Let's go to Skyler, who's on the north side, 799-1250. What's up, Sky?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Skyler.
I was just getting the last out the last and the last two callers, but the last caller, nah. You want to win that game, man. No, I ain't buying that either. You want to win that game.
Especially with, like, how many friends LaFleur has on that team.
Yeah, oh, God, you know, man. he wanted bragging rights, you know. Yeah. So I just wanted to say, this is what I wanted to say. You know, Bart, you said it earlier. You know, the Packers, they don't – you missing. They're missing the Donald Drivers, all them receivers that like to go in the middle, that did go in the middle. But I just wanted to say, man, simple as this, man. There's nothing you can fix. You can't fix better. And San Francisco just a better football team right now. So, yeah, the Packers are going to the playoffs. The Packers are a good team. They are a good team. They will beat the Giants because they're better. They will beat the Washington Redskins because they're better. And they will beat the Bears because they're better. Now, Vikings, that's up in the air. I think they might lose that because they're in Minnesota. But them two teams are even to me. But stop it, man. You know, people sitting here panicking and crying and, you know, you can't fix better. You can look at the tape all you want. San Francisco is just a better football team right now. Who else we lost to? We lost to
the Eagles,
Philadelphia,
they suck.
And the Chargers.
Oh, well, Chargers, they better in the trenches. If you can get the Packers in the trenches, yeah, you got them. So, like I said, I mean, Chargers really ain't bad as they look. They got a very physical.
Skyler, can the Packers still win a Super Bowl?
Jeez.
No, I don't think they're ready yet. They're not ready, but I think in a year they fix up a little things. Linebackers probably get a little more faster in linebacker position and stuff like that. Yeah, but no, not this year. But know, but, they're not ready, but they're still a good team.
They could go. They could go. I think most Packer fans right now have the general feeling of they're going to beat the bad teams, and then oh, we're going to lose to the Vikings on the road. So that puts you at 12-4. You could be this team's going to be 12-4, and have the sixth seed.
Well, no, if you're 12-4.
No.
Because no. Should I tell you why? Because I think Minnesota's going to help them out by losing.
Let's say they don't.
Well, then the Minnesota deserves to win the championship.
This team could be very easily. They could be 12, even 11-5. You could be 11-5 and have the sixth seed, because the teams in the NFC that are going to make the playoffs are all going to have 10 wins or more, except for whoever gets out of the NFC East.
But didn't that happen to San Francisco the year they lost? They beat Green Bay at Lambeau. I think 2013, Green Bay, when they went 8-7-1, they won that final game at Soldier Field.
Niners might have been 12-4, yeah.
Yeah, and I think the Niners were 12-4. The Packers were 8-7-1, yet the Packers hosted the game that game, that wild card game, because they won the division championship. San Francisco had to come here, and still the Packers couldn't win.
Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Not only are we served up by them, we have been served by them in a good way. Perkins, wow, bringing some breakfast here for us today, and it was much needed, because after a late night like last night, and I don't know what you guys do when you watch these games, maybe you can't watch a football game without a brewski or a captain or more than that or both or whatever. You know, you're up late either way, and maybe you're not drinking, that's fine, but you're up late, the game's over. I saw Gary Ellerson tweet last night that he should have come in and done the Packers or the Green and Gold overtime show with Steve because he couldn't go to bed, he was so mad. You watch these press conferences, you try to figure out, well, what's going on, you wake up early because you want to get in on the show, and there's still plenty of time for you at 799-1250, and you're groggy and you need a little bit of a boost. So Perkins, they made us get that boost, and you guys can do the same when you go there this morning. So we've got the steak and eggs delivered. We had a ham and cheese omelet that was really good. I've had multiple. They bring you meals in boxes. I've ate out of multiple boxes. The pancakes are delicious. There's fruit here. I mean, you go to Perkins, there's the whole bakery. So a great way to kick off the week, to kick off the day, is to get it at Perkins, especially with how, you know, groggy you might be after a really late night. These games, man, they're fun when they're in prime time, but when they get flexed, that means you're just staying up a little later. So thank you again to Perkins. And you guys can check them out today, too. Pie Society Monday. Don't forget, free slice of pie after 11 o'clock at Perkins when you go there today in their locations anywhere in the greater Milwaukee area. You get a free slice of pie with whatever meal. Free slice of pie. And that's a good way to start the day as well. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins. We'll talk to Ryan Wood in a half hour, Green and Gold Insider. Get the latest on Brian Bulaga and what happened from his perspective. Plus, you. 799-1250. More from you guys coming up next on The Fan.
Sports Flash right now.
We're close to where we want to be, but we're far at the same time. You kind of get what I'm saying. Like, we're not far from where we want to be, but we got a lot of work to put in to be the team we want to be and to be, you know, to leave a mark. Like, we want to leave a mark as a team.
Preston Smith after the game. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman, who leading up to this week was leading at his position from the fans in the Pro Bowl voting, even over Za'Darius Smith. Preston Smith credited with half a sack last night, Za'Darius a sack and a half. I thought those two guys played well. I thought the pass rush, Blake Martinez getting a sack, it was there for the Packers, and that's why some of us were optimistic, because Jimmy Garoppolo with the pass rush, what we saw against Seattle, maybe looked a little timid, but instead it was the pass rush of the 49ers. They got to the Green Bay Packers, about five sacks in total for the Niners, really doing their work, especially when Brian Bulaga comes out. Not lost for the season, though. We'll get the update from Ryan Wood just after 9 o'clock. Right now, we hear more from you guys at 414-799-1250. Chuck and Winkler from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios. Let's go back out and see what Packer Nation is feeling today. Mike's down in Florida. Mike on the radio.com app. What's up, bud?
Hey, Mike.
Not much. How you guys doing?
Doing all right. Actually not doing good, man. Our team just got his ass kicked.
I turned the game off in the fourth quarter last night. I had seen enough. But
oh, so you missed Tim Boyle time.
Yep, I missed Tim Boyle time. But, you know, I'm getting really annoyed with the people that continue to blame the scheme or Rodgers or Adams or he's not throwing enough to the running backs. Is that maybe 10 to 15% of the problem? Yeah, but the main problem is that these guys are terrible. They're not talented. And to illustrate my point, I'm just going to run through our ragtag bunch of guys real quick. Allison, undrafted free agent, hasn't done anything in his 4 years in the league. He ran a 4.68 coming out of Illinois. Lazard, he wasn't even claimed this offseason by 31 other NFL teams. Kumerow, he made his first NFL team at the age of 26. Undrafted free agent, great white hope from Whitewater. Scantling can only run routes. Our two tight ends are backups at best at this stage in their career. So the problem is the talent on the field, and you can say, well, Rodgers holds the ball. He holds the ball because nobody is open. And then if you want to go with the argument where you're saying that, well, we were good when Adams was out. We were getting, you know, other people involved. Yeah, that's because defensive coordinators weren't prepared for Jones and Williams out of the backfield catching passes. I mean, you can see the last couple of games when we have thrown to our running backs, the other teams, they've been prepared for it. They're getting stopped for minimal gain because they know that if we just stop Jones and we stop Adams, Rodgers has nobody else to throw the ball to. So are we going to the Super Bowl this year? Hell no. We're not going to the Super Bowl because we have the worst tight end and wide receiver group in the NFL, hands down. I just don't want to sugarcoat it anymore, and I'm sick and tired of hearing people blame the scheme and Rodgers and Adams because that is not the problem.
You know, I agree with him. You know, Mike,
are we best friends?
No, I get tired when people...
Mike did more prep for the show than I did.
I feel like me and Mike are the same person.
Hold on. I get tired, too, when I hear automatically all the blame goes to Aaron Rodgers. And he's right. Yeah, Aaron's receivers aren't getting it open, and he doesn't have a lot of weapons. And Bakhtiari is obviously on a little bit of decline, and Bulaga can't stay healthy. He was good early in the season, but he's breaking down once again, okay? As Leroy Butler mentioned on our show, the center spot, Corey Linsley, had a bad game last night. So with all these things happening, plus when he was talking about the talent at wide receiver and tight end, absolutely right. Yet the first place people want to go to when they blame the Packer offense is Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, he's holding on to the ball because his guys aren't getting open either.
He's a quarterback, A, and he makes $35 million, B.
Sure.
And how many times have we asked anybody, well, is this team good enough to whatever? Well, do you have Aaron Rodgers? Do you have Aaron Rodgers? And last night is one of the, like, I'm very cautious because it, you know, you don't want to rip on Aaron Rodgers too much, but you also don't want to give him a free pass.
No, but he's still good, but he can't, at this point, I think, put a team completely on his back. And
he did nothing last night. He served no purpose last night.
No, but I mean, he's not at
anybody
a point.
Anybody could have done that last night.
But he's not at a point where his career, where he's going to put a team completely on his back and make something out of nothing.
Well, then they've got to stop building teams around him that's the agenda.
Course. That's why they've tried to build
3 years ago, he could do it with Jeff Janis and Jared Aberderis. I guess he can't do it with Geronimo Allison and Valdez Scantling.
And either time, same thing with Tom Brady. I mean, New England's got a awesome defense. That's why they're winning football games. The Packers are trying to build up their defense. That's why they went out there and signed the Smith brothers through free agency.
Okay.
And they got to continue to draft well, hopefully. And Jair Alexander's got to grow. And they got to figure out what they still have with Kevin King. But they got to get better on defense, too, to help. You know, Rodgers, you know, the days of Rodgers putting a team on his back and carrying a bunch of folding chairs to the playoffs are over.
But here's what I hear. When we're having this discussion, what I hear is criticism on Aaron Rodgers. I mean, the guy sucked last night. We'll name one good play he had.
None. But just like the Charger game. Yeah.
He didn't. Did Rodgers have one good play?
The one he had, Devontae, you know, blew it for him.
His play fakes were on point last night, to be fair.
Okay.
But that's about it. I said,
so anyone could have done what Rodgers did. So Rodgers goes out there, goes 20 of 33, 104, and flips a touchdown to Devontae, gets sacked five times, and is averaging like 3 yards a pass. It was brutal.
Right.
It was maybe his worst game ever.
Ever.
But then we're saying, well, he needs a defense. Well, he needs a better offensive line. He needs bad wide receivers. Aaron Rodgers not having enough weapons is the title of his biography. That's been him here. He's never had weapons. He's always the Super Bowl. Since then, it's always been junk. But he's still getting us to the NFC Championship because he's been good enough. Last night, Tim Boyle could have done that.
He had Donald Driver and Jordy Nelson. Those are two pretty good receivers.
After that, you could have done last night. Aaron Rodgers, if he ever plays like this again, that was a bad performance. And we have to be able to say that without saying all these other things first. Last night was brutal.
Well, but again, I'm going to look at it the whole operation, the whole offensive operation.
Which is doing the thing I don't want you to do. I want you to look at Rodgers and say, yes, that was a bad game, but then everyone, well, this was bad, this was bad. But Rodgers, if Rodgers was the Rodgers that we think when we say Aaron Rodgers, they don't lose that game 37-8.
Were there plays for Rodgers to make last night?
Yes.
Which
no.
ones? There were no plays for
Guys,
Rodgers to make.
There was never plays for Rodgers to make 4 years ago. There was never plays for him to make during the 2016 season.
He had Jared Cook who could make plays.
So you're telling me that Allison and Valdez
Scantling
had
Jordy Nelson who could make plays.
Worse than Janice and Abbott Harris?
Well, that was for one game in the postseason against Arizona. Those were
guys
Hail Marys.
Were trash.
Those
were,
but the greatest. Did you just trash your own guy there?
Maybe.
Jeff Janis? No.
Janis!
But that was for a playoff game. That was for one playoff game, and they still lost the game anyway.
Like, that was the thing. The front four for San Francisco is so good, but they kept showing it. Nobody could create any space or get open. Not one guy, not even Devontae, because they were keying in on him. Nobody could get open. That's the difference. Like, Rodgers was bad last night. Even when Jameis Winston is bad, he's throwing for 400 yards, four picks, but he's throwing the ball up there so guys can make plays. Rodgers didn't even have that opportunity. I'm with you. I came in here today, and I couldn't even defend Aaron Rodgers last night. He was brutal. And you don't have to be Tom Brady. You don't have to be Mr. Rah-Rah on the sideline, but when you're getting your ass kicked, at least show some, like, heart. Go up to your guys. They're young. Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams, these are all kids out there. Go try to talk them up. Pump your guys up.
Well,
fire your offense.
Now, here's where I agree. Now, Rodgers didn't show a pulse last night. You know, and that maybe that's just not him. And I think maybe that isn't him. He didn't show, you know, he's not the kind of guy like Tom Brady who's going to go against somebody.
Well, if it is, and then people are mad that he's screaming on the sidelines.
Well, yeah. Well, so he can't win, I guess. Rodgers can't. If Rodgers does well, you know, Favre can throw out and throw six interceptions in a playoff game against the Rams, yet he walks away scot-free.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers has a bad game like last night, and everybody's, you know, saying he's a bad quarterback.
Well,
he
sucked last night.
All right, the Q Club of Wisconsin, going to have all the sports coming up here throughout the week, going to have the football games on, as always. The Q Club of Wisconsin, Waukesha's Great Northside, plenty of TVs to catch all the favorite teams. My favorite sports bar, they got the huge entertainment room, the pool tables, tornado foosball, the shuffleboard, electronic darts, ping pong. They got all that at the Q Club of Wisconsin. Plus, they got the indoor bocce ball courts. They were the first ones in Wisconsin to have that. But what's a great sports bar without having an extensive food menu? They got the awesome burgers, the wraps, plus the award-winning fish fries, both on Wednesday and Friday nights. Your choice of four different styles piled high with all the extras. How about getting there for this holiday week? Getting over to the Q Club and having their great fish fries. I'm telling you, you go there and you order the fish fry, the server's going to come out with a big mound of food. You are going to love it, man. Your mouth will be watering. Happy hour daily from 3 to 7, the late night happy hour on Friday night at 10 o'clock. It's all at the Q Club of Wisconsin on Waukesha's Great North Side. Again, terrific sports bar, sports on all the TVs. They got the game room, the huge entertainment room, and the food is dynamic as well. Get there today. Plus, they got live entertainment on most weekends. Go to their Facebook page for that. It's all happening. Q Club of Wisconsin, Waukesha's Great North Side, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard, half mile south of I-94 in Waukesha. Take 94, get off on Highway T, go southbound about a half mile. There it is. Visit them online at theqclubofwi.com or on Facebook.
Dynamic food. I like that.
Dynamic, yes. Versatile, dynamic. Mike, the owner. Mike Remus.
What are the Green Bay Packers not this season?
Well, they're not dynamic. They're anti-Q Club.
We're going to talk to Ryan Wood coming up in about 10 minutes. More from you guys, 799-1250.
I still like our chances. I think we have the makeup to bounce back from these kind of things and put ourselves in a position to potentially come back here and play again.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart, that's Chuck. Ryan Wood to join us momentarily, PackersNews.com. Got a tweet here. Every time I want to read a tweet, the tweet deck goes down and then I sound like an idiot. All right. It's from Red Baron. He says, could you guys mention the Bucs sometime today? They're 13-3. shed some light on them. What do you want us to shed light on? They're the best team in the East, and they're going to roll to the playoffs. It's different with the Bucks and the Packers. The Bucks can have games like this. The Bucks can. They can lay a stinker tonight against the Jazz. They can have bad games. Just make the playoffs. Because we know they've got the talent to be good when they need to. We've seen the Bucks play at an elite level. We know it's there. The Packers, we haven't. So I've said the regular season is quote-unquote meaningless for the Bucks, and in a way it is. And you know that I say that word with a little bit of hyperbole to it, but you know that it is. If they lose this game tonight, what does it really matter? Okay, you want them to win, but what does it really matter? For the Packers, however, they lose that game last night with just 16 games, and you're losing the team that you're chasing. You lose the tiebreaker. You probably lost a first-round bye last night, so you certainly lost home field advantage. Now you could have lost the chance to win your division if you don't beat Minnesota. So, and plus, we haven't seen the Packers play at anywhere close to an elite level like we've seen the Bucks play.
Lost on a chance to be, scot-free on Twitter. And, of course, you make a prediction, and everybody, and you're wrong about the Packers. Everybody's blaming you. So, yeah, was I wrong on the Packers? Absolutely.
You said they were going to win by double digits?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you mean it, though?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Of course I do. I mean everything I say.
I do too, except for this one time. I was just kind of saying it to have fun. I just thought that if we...
Okay, so was I.
Yeah, if we like hyped it up, people would be all mad at us.
I was just too excited about our team.
Yeah, I was just trying to get people to think about us.
I wanted to be positive because people think we're negative. I just want to be on the positive side every once in a while.
Yeah, someone told me, why did you guys dismiss the Niners? Why don't you guys ever give respect to the Packers? Okay, and then if we say, I think the Packers are going to lose to the Niners, why don't you believe in our teams?
Can't win.
799-1250. Let's get to Al, who is in Pewaukee. What's up, Al?
Hey, good morning. I got some advice. I'm a Bears fan, so I can tell you guys how to handle a disappointing Monday probably better than you guys know how to.
We weren't going to take any more Bears fans calls today, so you've got 30 seconds to prove your worth.
I'm in love with the Packer fan, so that makes me a little bit of a Packer fan. But the highlight of my morning was listening to you, Bart, getting all excited about beating the Bears.
They suck.
But that was the highlight of your day. That's what you're looking forward to now.
You know what I did think yesterday? And I didn't tweet it because they would come after me. You know how much better my day was? I think we can go hand in hand with the Bears on this. You know how much better my day was that the Vikings didn't play yesterday? I didn't have to worry about them. I didn't have to think about them. I didn't have to see the stupid purple. I didn't have to see the ripped off skull chant. I mean, we can agree on that, right, Al?
You know, whether the Packers...
No doubt.
Yeah. But instead we had to watch the Giants and Bears, which was bad enough.
Oh, I was watching like Bengals Steelers or something.
Oh God, yeah,
that was a little red zone.
But it'd be nice if the Steelers would have punched it in at the air and covered that 6.5, but they couldn't do it.
Hey, Mason Rudolph got benched. How come people aren't talking about Aaron Rodgers getting benched?
Yeah,
I kind of want to make that my thing.
Poor Miles.
Rodgers got benched. Hey, Rodgers got benched last night. 799-1250. Matty Ice tweets in. I wouldn't go that far, guys. Niners and Seahawks going to beat up on each other and play the Rams yet. Packers could still easily get a bye or home field if Seattle wins the division and loses a game. I think your shot at the one seed, though, is probably gone.
No, yeah, you lost it last night. I said going in, I thought that if you win this one, you get a leg up for one of the top two seeds, at least, Bart, and I think that one kind of went out the window yesterday. Unless you have a bunch of things happen, now I think you have to worry about securing the NFC North. That's going to be difficult enough right now, even with a 12-4, 11-5 record.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Ryan Wood set to join us from San Francisco or Santa Clara or wherever the Niners are playing these days, our Green and Gold Insider. And then plenty of time for you guys, 799-1250, 414-799-1250. We'll get the latest on Brian Bulaga and the latest on why this team just can't play in California. Ryan Wood, next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.